Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle continues with East Sac County Raiders talk and coach Eric McCullough to recap the 34-12 victory at Underwood last night. And coach really started after he kicked off to start and on the third play of the game, an interception by Charlie Langner was really the springboard.
It really was, you know, and I think a big part of that was this Thomas Van Gerwen that he's a foreign exchange student that came for us, and he started playing, become eligible to play kind of last week, and he just does a great job kicking the ball. I mean, he had three touchbacks last night, and that first one is just a real nice tool to have when those when your other team's starting at the 20-yard line every time, and it just kind of set some things up, and Charlie took advantage of a play, and we're able to just keep going after that.
And you shut him out in the first half at a two-score lead at intermission, and Garrett Bruce scored two of what would be three touchdowns in that first half, and some kind of game Garrett had, 23 carries, 157 yards, and three scores, including a 62-yarder in the second half.
Yeah, Garrett did a great job, and our guys up front, just made some holes and made some seams, and Garrett was able to take advantage of those, and it was a lot of fun to see our guys with some big runs. Garrett having that 62-yarder, and Marcus had, I believe, just about a 53-54-yarder, and just to see those things open up for him.
And Sebastian Peck carried four times, 54 yards, and a rushing touchdown. And you got one through the air, I see, also. Griffin O'Neill with a touchdown strike to Mason Drost.
Yeah, our last scoring drive there, they're really starting to load that box up, and we're able to find Mason kind of dragging across on two plays in that drive. I believe he got a 12-yarder, and then he got that 18-yarder, and when Mason caught that, it was just fun to see he was not going to score. I mean, he found that guy at the goal line, and he just kind of went right over top of him, and it was good to see the kids get excited and just kind of keep building on the success we were finding.
Good to see so many guys chipping in an offensive performance that tallied over 400 yards.
Yeah, it was. You know, we haven't had a lot of the success like that in the offense, and it was just really good to see that last night. And, you know, last week we talked about we put 46 points up, but we had less than 300 yards offense. You know, we just had some things. Different things go well last week and last night to be able to have these things and then build on some drives. And we had two drives stall, I believe, with inside the 15-yard line, right? So it's we just did some good things, and we just got to continue to kind of clean those things up. And the first 2 weeks of the season, I believe we punted five times each game, and the last 2 weeks we've only punted twice. So I think that helps our team a lot, and you know, definitely keeps things more consistent for you when you can control that clock and just keep that possession of the ball going.
Things starting to gel for the Raiders offense. You had two takeaways total. Mentioned Charlie's interception near the beginning. Also, Marcus Green had a fumble recovery. Any of the guys on the defensive end you want to point out?
I think they just did a great job all the way through. I mean, I can't say enough for our big guys up front, from our offensive line to our defensive line. Our offensive line, I mean, you've seen a lot of games, Ryan, that if those guys are having a good game, the running backs are just going to, you know, explode from that. And then between Tommy Gross and Reed Vondrak, Alex Curtis, Brandon Clare, and Tanner Hardman, they just did a nice job. And then on defense, we've been running a 3-4 look. And our linebackers have just been able to flow, and our safeties and make plays, because those three guys up front are just demanding double teams and putting in some situations. And, I mean, they're just big, but they're also able to move. And I think that says a lot when you can hold a team. I believe we held them into 60 yards in the first half last night. And wow. I think they ended up with just a little over 200. But, you know, we started rotating some guys there late in the third quarter, fourth quarter, and they just took advantage of it. They had a little bit of size that way, advantage. We made those switches, and then that's how they were kind of able to drive down. But our other guys never quit, and that's what was fun to see last night.
Raiders win their second straight, 34-12 at Underwood, and now we'll get geared up for a trip to Gowrie to face Southeast Valley next Friday, which we will have broadcast as the Area Game of the Week on Mix 101.7 and video streamed. That game will be as well. Eric McCullough, East Sac coach. Enjoy the weekend, Eric. Congrats on the win. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ryan.